Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Caroline, you should tell them about the newest thing that Bloody Happy Hour is doing.
A Patreon.
It's a Patreon. What is that?
That means you're basically like a VIP member, and there's two different levels that you can, you know, subscribe to, and you get some perks. You maybe get like merch a little earlier. You get
exclusive merch.
You could get first dibs on signing up for a live show. You get episodes with no commercials.
You get our video because our video is no longer available on YouTube. It is only on Patreon. And the most important to me is you get videos of our live shows. So if you are far away and you couldn't make our last live show, it will be on the website. We're going to record this future live show. It's going to be on Patreon, but also bonus episodes each month. You guys tell us all the time you want more episodes. This is a way for you to get more episodes. So you're going to get our basic Tuesday, Thursdays that we always put out, right? But if you're on a Patreon, you're VIP, you're going to get more.
I can't wait to talk about in detail some more stories because I always have a lot of details I want to go to. I can law-splain. I might read a book.
They just unsubscribed. This is also going to be the exclusive place that Dirty Chat is going to go to. So if that is breaking some of your hearts, just go ahead and subscribe now. In order to hear the full content, it's going to be Patreon. Where do they go again?
Patreon.com/bloodyhappyhour.
Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your Bloody Happy Hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour.
Hey y'all, this is April.
And this is Caroline.
And this is your bloody happy hour, quickie edition, Turnip Tuesday. What else?
We're back. That's what else. Because, you know, we were missing for a little bit.
Yeah. Did y'all miss us at all? Did y'all even know?
Did you even know we were missing? Because if you didn't, then, well, we probably have 5 listeners at this point.
So we hope you enjoyed some of the repeats that we did and felt like you heard them for the first time. Maybe you forgot about them and they felt like brand new stories. But we are back and I have some updates on some of the quickies that we've talked about in the past. It's been a couple weeks. And the last we talked about Riley Strain was before he was found. I think they found him the next day after we recorded
awesome. The
last quickie mm-hmm. episode. So if you haven't been on social media at all, Riley Strain was found. And he is the kid that was the Mizzou kid that went missing in Nashville after leaving Luke Bryan's bar. He went missing on March 8th. And his body was actually found in that Cumberland River that's at the end of that Broadway street, the main street in Nashville, in the river on March 22nd. He was found with his shirt on. So the stories about the homeless guy being caught wearing it, either that was rumor or it was a very weird coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then police said that it appeared to be accidental because there is a very steep embankment, incline down to the river where somebody, especially inebriated, might have could have stumbled and tumbled into the river. They were even talking about getting a rail put up to protect because it is so steep and that so nothing like this happens anymore. But the police said it appeared to be accidental. But then reports came out saying that he did not have on any pants. His belt was gone. His pants were gone. His boots were gone. And his wallet and his cell phone. None of his belongings were found on him. He just had his shirt on. So.
They
did an autopsy. And they found no water in his lungs.
Or a small amount or whatever.
And.
Then they did the second one.
Parents ordered a second autopsy, but this one's being done in Missouri. So the first one was done in Nashville. And I think that's smart because maybe Nashville people would want to cover up something shady that could be happening in their town.
Mm-hmm.
And would something like that stop tourists for coming in, for traveling to town if you know you got a sex-crazed maniac raping tourists, right?
Yeah.
But when you hear pants missing, where does your mind go?
Oh, yeah, that definitely. I mean, there's foul play.
Yes. Is the second autopsy back? I didn't see
Yeah, the second one said that similar things. Like, there was a small amount of water, but it could have been that. Well, they said that it's likely that, you know, it was like a U-shape that his body traveled in this river. And so anything could have gotten snagged on a rock, on a branch, on something. Maybe the tide was heavy one day and it just eventually pulled off the clothes. I would think the shirt being as like loose as the shirt, like why would the shirt, I don't know.
I would think the shirt would come off before the belted pants.
I know. But you never know about, like the body and what the gases do and they... I don't know if the body like gets smaller and then bigger or whatever, like gets puffy. But then they said that they did, there was like the same thing, like just a little bit of water, but that could been it could have happened just for how many days had passed. Like he could have drowned, but then somehow it comes out. Water can come
There's
out.
There's a dry drowning to where you hit the water and your body's response is to close up. Like everything like freezes basically and it closes up any pathway for water to get in, so only very little water gets in, where you still essentially suffocate, but you don't necessarily drown by the water getting in and you. So it's a mechanism that your body, like a defense mechanism that your body can do.
But I don't think they have done the toxicology yet or haven't got that back.
Yes, that's what they haven't gotten back then. Because
so
they're
wanting
to see.
Like if he maybe took something, like that would at least help explain why he was, I don't know.
Yeah,
like all of a
sudden
falling over and not able to walk just like within minutes of bar to bar or like from the bar to the stop sign to the crossing the road to running into that pole and falling over and stuff like that. So
I will tell you, when I guess I went 2 years ago to Nashville. And, you know, usually when you're in this high touristy areas, the drinks are not always, like, very strong because they got...
They
want their alcohol to go far. And so, like, every drink in Nashville that I made, you don't have to necessarily order doubles. I mean, I still did. They were strong. And I'm not saying that they over-served him. But if you're not a big drinker and you're hitting it hard, like in Nashville, and you all of a sudden just have more than what you're used to, I could see how that might make you drunker than like typical. But I still think that was excess. Like something else had to be contributing to what he was doing. So still waiting on toxicology results. But can you still detect like a roofie? Days later like this.
I have no idea.
People are assuming that he was dead before he hit the water, and that's why there is no lungs in there, or water in his lungs.
Or maybe if he fell down an embankment, I was like, maybe he hit his head, he was unconscious, and then he drowns, but he's not, like, gasping for something.
Yeah.
So then you just fall asleep, I guess, in the water. You know, like, maybe you're unconscious, and so you just, I don't know.
Parents want answers. And I would too, because the pants coming off, I would have, I think I could have accepted it if he was found fully clothed, right?
Yeah.
But the pants off and that he was that drunk. Now, on one of the news, maybe News Nation, I don't know what it was, but they were listing off the name brand of his pants and his boots and his wallet. So, like, his wallet was, like, Gucci or something. And then the belt was, I don't know, something else. But they were all good, like,
yeah,
brands like, where somebody, and maybe, like, a homeless person could have got them and sold them or hawked them or something for money.
That is true. Maybe he could have, like, hit his head, fallen down the thing. He rolled into a homeless camp. The homeless people were like, oh, let's take this dude and just push him off. Just push him in.
Or was he just, there's no telling. They were just basically saying, like, how much each one of, like, what he had on was worth.
Basically. Yeah.
I don't know.
Just so there would have been a reason for
my mind goes, he was drugged, raped, and disposed of. That's where my mind goes. I hope that's not where it is, but we'll see.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hi, and welcome to Bustles and Bangers with your hostess, Rachel and Christopher.
I love it when you say my name.
And you didn't say hi.
I didn't. You just kept going. I'm going to introduce the book. I'm not reading it.
It's
because I don't like reading.
Girls like cowboy butts, you know, and those jeans don't hide anything. Find us on Instagram at Bustles and Bangers or on RogueMediaNetwork.com.
Hey, I'm Blair.
And I'm Brittany.
And we're the host of
By the Cover Podcast.
We cover everything from mysteries, thrillers, romance, chick lit, and even some smut.
Don't forget the smut.
Yeah.
We're so excited to get this thing going and share this with you guys. We've been talking about this for months, and it's finally, finally happening.
Yes.
Special shout out to Rogue Media for helping us with this.
For sure. You can find us on Instagram at @BytheCover_podcast.
You can also find us on Facebook and TikTok, so don't forget to give us a follow on those two also.
We are so excited to dive into some of our favorite books and share those with you.
We can't wait. Hope you love it.
Hopefully we have some more answers. Sebastian Robert Rogers update. Still in Tennessee. He was the boy with autism that just, you know, according to his mom, vanished in the middle of the night. Mom and stepdad are together, and then dad, a biological dad, lives somewhere else. Mom noticed he was gone, called stepdad, and then called police. They immediately searched landfills in a neighboring state. I forgot what state. Is it Kentucky? Is it next to Kentucky? Kansas. Because that's where, in that area of where they live, their trash goes to this other, it's like a state over, but it's close to the line. Anyways, yeah. They found nothing, and there have been searches since then. But about a week or so ago, searches were immediately called off. They were doing ground searches. And then
they had the Cajun Navy start.
Yes, what is coming. That?
That's the people who were just searching for Riley
Strain. Riley Strain, I did see
I guess
that,
but I've never heard of them. I guess they're like the Texas Rangers of that area.
The Cajun Navy, okay. So they had literally were leaving Riley Strain's search vicinity and then coming and looking for Sebastian Robert Rogers, and they were going to next go to the body of water that.
And then they said apparently they called death. That off because of they were getting somebody was getting death threats.
Volunteers. So the United Cajun Navy were getting death threats, and then volunteers who have been helping searching, just like random volunteers, have been getting death threats.
Why?
To not to go. Exactly. From like, who? I was so confused.
I know. I saw that and I was like, I'm not even looking at this. I don't understand what's, like, I haven't followed it really. And I just kind of was like, what? Like,
I know. So they canceled search for a while and not indefinitely, but they had to pivot because you got to take those threats seriously. So they're going to have to secure more like security, police personnel, and surveillance for the volunteers and for the searchers as they're searching. But all that did is raise more red flags about this story. Who doesn't want them to find Riley Strain?
Yeah.
And then a couple days ago, some glasses were discovered that look just like the glass. Not Riley, sorry.
Oh, Sebastian.
Sebastian. Glasses were discovered that looked just like the glasses that Sebastian wore.
Mm-hmm.
So authorities have not yet confirmed. They're in the process of trying to confirm, which, what do you look for? DNA? Do you match a prescription? I mean, your name's not carved in on your glasses. Maybe no. Serial number when you purchase them. I bet that's how
but
they
are
can tell.
Were they? I mean, they could
they're
be
prescribed.
Like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So those aren't confirmed yet, but that is just a little bit of something. And Dad did an interview on.
I think they all were on Nancy Grace, and there's something about polygraph tests, and something about somebody lied about this, and they didn't do one. They were stepdad was like out of town the whole time,
uh-huh.
And then he said he never was given the test, but he said he would, but then he. Then they were like, no, you didn't. I don't know. It was
so mom and stepdad are like left town.
Yes, they left their trailer or whatever they did. They left. And then they did in their secret location did this interview with Nancy Grace.
Uh-huh. Dad did an interview and I just watched it and I can't remember who it was with. But dad is pointing fingers at mom. And maybe like she didn't have him kidnap or kidnap and kill him. But he said at the least... it's negligence. And he said that Sebastian has been lost at least 3 times while in her care. So that means she's not keeping a close eye on him. But also said he's not the type of autistic kid that will walk around barefoot. Like if he leaves the house willingly, he's going to leave with his socks and his shoes and his backpack and his Nintendo Switch. So like if he's just like, going to meet somebody or going on a hunt or running away or trying to whatever, he would have on his socks and shoes and have his backpack and his Nintendo Switch on. And then said that mom is not a good mom, that Riley was raped.
Sebastian.
Shit. Sebastian was raped. Sorry. Because mom moved some sex offender.
Oh, good.
Hang out around the house.
Okay.
And then let some older, like Sebastian was, let's say, 12. And then let him hang out with a teenager that was 5 years older than him. And this teenager ended up taking advantage of him. And so Riley was raped and sexually assaulted.
Sebastian.
Shit. Oh my goodness, I feel horrible. Sebastian, while in his mom's care. So dad's pissed.
Well, okay, but why does mom have custody?
That's what I said. Why didn't you try to get custody? And maybe they do have shared custody. So maybe this was mom's
does
weekend.
Does dad live there? And do they live, is he live
in Tennessee, but I don't think it was in Hendersonville. But it's close. So still no answers on poor Sebastian.
We got to get out of Nashville.
And that, I mean, and it's been 39 days today.
Yeah, it's,
when we're recording.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't end well.
Mm-mm.
Unless somebody's just, unless dad, like, just has him because he wants him away from mom. There's all these sleuths. Blaming mom and stepdad.
Yeah.
But police say they're not looking at them as suspects right now. The investigation's still open, but there's nothing has came up to make them think that they should be suspects at this time. So
I don't know. That's quite a case.
Let's go back to a story from 2 years ago that I told you guys about, and it was the 5-year-old boy named Cairo Jordan.
Oh, my gosh. that she just appeared in court.
Yes, yes, yes. That's why I'm doing it. Okay. So I remember sending you the text a couple weeks ago where article that they finally caught the mom. So little recap. 2 years ago, a little boy was found in a Las Vegas suitcase. I think it was found in Illinois, though. In a Welcome to Las Vegas suitcase, in like a forest, a mushroom farmer found him and opened up the suitcase and saw this body that was just emaciated and dead. It took 6 months for them to figure out who this little boy was. So finally, somebody came forward, identified him, and then they did some investigation. They found out who his mom was and a girl that named Dawn Coleman that his mom had been hanging around with, traveling. They had been traveling like all around America at this time. Mom had posted on Facebook that she thought her son, Cairo, five-year-old Cairo, was possessed by a 100-year-old demon. Mm-hmm. And that she was looking up exorcisms and tried multiple times to have him exorcised from this demon that has inhabited his body. Well, he was found dead. And then her and her friend Dawn Coleman were on the run. Dawn Coleman was found at a train station. That's like October of 2022. So it was found in April. She was found board in a train station in October. She was arrested and she complied. She said that she walked into the room and Mama Miss Anderson was on top of Cairo. His face was like on the mattress and she basically smothered him and then asked Dawn to help put him in a trash bag, and then they disposed of his body in the woods. They arrested her. She's been tried. She was given 30 years. So she's in jail, and she has agreed to testify against Mom when they catch Mom.
Uh-huh.
Mom was gone.
Gone.
They were like, she's got ties to California, to Illinois, to Las Vegas. Like, she could have been anywhere. But I couldn't find, I know they caught her in California, but I couldn't find, like, what did she do? Did she walk into a bank? Was she recognized? Or were they just surveilling her? So she's arrested. And she had her first court appearance.
Yeah.
The other day. And this is going to be a trial that Caroline is going to want to watch.
Oh, I know. I started watching a little bit of it. Somebody was covering it on YouTube, and I heard like two things, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And I didn't get a chance to finish watching the whole thing. But
here's a little bit of it.
F-22-10-F-1-833, State of Indiana versus Deshaun Anderson. Ms. Anderson, for the record, would you state your full name, please?
Yes, I am Princess Kalika Hatantu Padre II, representing the entity Deshaun Anderson.
You're known as Deshaun Anderson?
I'm representing the entity of Deshaun Anderson.
Your date of birth?
My date of birth is February 2nd, 1961.
That would make you how old?
That would make me 63 years old.
And the last four digits, your social security number?
I do not have a social security number. I have a declaration of nationality underneath the Washington Board of the Indigenous People of the United Nations, Chapter 21593.
What's your address?
My address is...
Your okay. Address is prison, bitch. Sorry.
Prison. Okay, so... What was her name? Princess Consuela.
Princess Dejanesia.
Banana Hammock.
Banana Hammock.
Tupac.
Yeah, Shakur. P. Diddy Diddler the Diddler.
Representing the entity?
Because she's a sovereign citizen. That's what she's
doing.
Is that
what they say? Because I thought about Daryl Brooks.
I can't go to jail.
Okay, listen to this one.
And you understand the potential penalties?
I do.
Do you intend to hire a lawyer? Or is someone likely to hire a lawyer for you?
She'll represent herself.
I'm going to file a motion for self-representation.
Pro se, baby. Here we go.
You understand if you do that, you are required to conduct yourself as a lawyer. to be able to board our potential jurors, to abide by the rules of evidence, to abide by the rules of procedure.
I do understand. I have a master's in history.
Oh, hell.
That doesn't give you
in
all
history.
So but sure. I do understand how to read procedures and understand court procedures.
Right. Okay, we'll go get it.
Just because, you represent yourself, that doesn't make, doesn't ensure yourself of a good lawyer, you know?
That's a personal opinion, but I understand.
Make your request in writing, okay?
I will, most definitely. Can you give me at least just like 5 days that I can get
I can certainly give you 5 days to do.
So she was arrested because she was caught speeding in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
So she was going 92 in a 50 or whatever.
But not this time. That was before,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was? Okay.
Is it dated for today?
Wait, why was she arrested? She was arrested?
Before. She had been she had a record, and I think she was arrested before.
Oh.
But then she went on the run after that. Because that sounds familiar from the first time I talked about it.
Okay, yeah, that does say 2022.
Yeah.
This gives like a bunch
I know
of
it's in California, but I don't know what tips off. But later on, there's a TikTok who did a four-part on this, but you can probably go find this. They were basically saying, you've been on the run for 2 years. And she's like, I've not been on the run. I've been monitored by the space station. I've been monitored by CIA and FBI, and they've known exactly where I am. And she's
taking too many damn mushrooms. What the hell?
It is going to be a sight to see. Maybe I'll listen to this.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch this whole hearing. Oh, that's a press conference, but dang it, I can't see what they're saying.
Okay. Anyways, so that's my update. I meant to look into the Veronica Butler thing going on. Do you know anything about that?
Mm-mm.
There's some moms that have gone missing. And
they were traveling from Kansas to Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden disappeared.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all I know about it. But this case with the suitcase lady, that's doing the sovereign citizen act like that. So she most likely, well, obviously she's crazy, but she most likely got. This is how Daryl Brooks did it. He was, you talk to the people, your other fellow prisoners, and then they kind of tell you how to do it, and then you kind of learn how to do it, and you study up on it, and you get the lingo, and you just spout out a bunch of bullshit just like Daryl Brooks did in this whole trial. He got sent to the back, he's building box forts, he's doing all the things. It's a whole circus. Also, let me add a couple things.
Okay.
Alec Murdaugh was he got an additional 40 years to his sentence because he's an idiot and he's a liar and he's a lying liar who lies. Basically is what it was. And that happened. Corey Richens also got a few extra charges to her. She's the one who murdered her husband through fentanyl poisoning and then wrote the kids' book a year later.
Yeah.
Then she's charged and all this stuff. So it's just bad. There's going to be another hearing in, I think, May. I mean, she's just getting charges and more charges and more charges.
She deserves them.
Yeah. I guess because basically what happened was her drug dealer who was providing her the fentanyl is giving everything out. So it was just like, yes, she knew what she was doing. She had the intention to distribute it. She knowingly gave him these things. And so I think that's how they're adding
more.
That's
charges.
How they're adding more charges.
Wow.
Is because they're getting more info from that, drug dealer. Mm-hmm. What else? Oh well, the Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt. Their whole all the footage from everything came out over the past couple weeks, like. Body cam footage from when they were arrested. They're the moms in Utah, the one that had the Ruby Frankie had the 8 passengers page, and Jody was her friend. And apparently, oh gosh, it's all kinds of stuff coming out. It's interviews from Ruby's husband or ex or whatever, former husband, estranged husband. I don't know what they are. They might be divorced. But there's the police interview with him came out. The
pictures.
the pictures came out, the calls with the phone calls, jail phone calls have come out, and it is way worse than anybody thought. Like, we did not know it was that bad. We didn't know that. But this Kevin, the husband, Ruby's husband, he's like completely milquetoast, soy boy, like, just, oh, you want to take the kids? Okay. Like, oh, Jody wants me to go to this porn addiction camp? Okay, I'll go. I guess I'm addicted to porn. I just like having sex with my wife.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that's normal to want to have sex with your spouse, yeah. I would think. But apparently, according to Jody, it's not. And then he said Jody had like moved in and or like came in, lived there for a while, and like plates were flying and floating and all this weird stuff was happening. Like, I don't know about all that, but weird stuff that was happening.
Mm.
And he was like, Ruby just was jealous of Jody being close to these other people. And so she wanted to be the best friend and she wasn't. And then, so, you know, they started just like sleeping in the same bed together.
Mm. Hildebrandt was a lesbo. Oh my goodness.
So luckily they found the one little boy escaped. Goes to the neighbor's house. They call the police. These kids were emaciated. They had
the pictures.
Duct tape, all this around their ankle. Like, it took 4 hours for the police to get the little girl out of the closet of the house. So basically, there's 6 kids total. 4 of them are, I guess, grown. I don't know where the other 4 were. Maybe they're grown up or they're moved out or whatever. I don't think they're all over 18 though. So, but the 2 younger ones that were in the house, it was Jody's house. It was Ruby and then 2 kids. One of the kids escaped to go talk to the neighbors. The other kid was just sitting in the house when the police came, find her in a closet. They thought it was a little boy because Ruby had just shaved her head. Because obviously that's a way to, maybe I think she had beautiful hair and she was like, you don't deserve that. Or just like, I'm jealous of your hair. And like, that's, and just, and also to just make her feel like shit.
Yeah.
The girl would not talk to the officers because she's been told they're the devil. Do not talk to officers. We don't talk to the church people. We don't talk to anybody else because they are the bad ones and they're the ones who are giving putting the evil spirits into you. Like, all this kind of stuff. Wild. Took her she ate a pizza, a whole pizza and a half, and had like Gatorades and just was like starving.
And it's a really pretty dangerous to just, depending on how malnutrition they are, to just give them food like that.
I would think you would just get like so, but I think they were just, they're like, hey, it's like, we're safe. Like, they had to convince her that they were safe. I don't know if they brought a dog in, but I was thinking like, maybe bring like an animal in there just to, I don't know.
That would work on you.
Well, yeah. But if it was like a cute little, like for a little kid, if it's like a little, all kids love little dogs like Parker. I mean, obviously. But anyways, they got the kids, they got them out. And now we did talk about this. Their sentences. So this is a weird Utah statute or whatever it is that it goes to the parole board. So their sentence is not 30 years. It's not 4 years. It is minimum 4, maximum 30.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to go then from, yes, hey, you're going to be sentenced and your sentence is 4 to 30 years. Then all of this stuff goes to like the parole board or to something. And then they decide. I don't know when they decide.
Huh.
I don't know if, I think maybe they've released all of this stuff now.
Sure, better.
In order for them to be able to see all of it, to be able to make their judgments and stuff. Because now everybody here is like, oh my gosh, this is way, like it seems like the prosecution downplayed it or like it was downplayed as far as how bad it was, but it was very bad.
Mm, I remember just seeing one picture.
CPS and DCPS or DFSCP, whatever, they had been called, like even one of the older kids had called and said, I've been getting calls from neighbors saying that my siblings have been left in this house for multiple days alone and please go check on them. Please go check, or whoever it is, the police, CPS, whatever, go check. Oh, they didn't answer, so they left.
Oh,
but like, what do you, I mean... obviously, if they're chained up, they can't answer the door. Or if they're like duct taped and roped up, because there's duct tape, rope, cayenne pepper. That's what they use, cayenne pepper and honey, to get the devil spirits out of them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, put that on your open wounds.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Oh my goodness.
I just hope that that Ruby never sees those kids again. Because, you know, or at least they need to be in jail or prison until the youngest kid is at the age of an adult to be able to take care of themselves and not have to be even exposed to that.
You know what's really probably sad, though? They have probably asked for their mom.
I know. I know.
They've
probably missed their mom. I know. But, like, it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's different if it's, like, that abusive to where you're like, I don't ever want to see her face
again. I think when they get older, it can get there. But as, like, little kids, you still just have that innate.
But if after you've gone through all that, you think?
Little Gabriel Fernandez, was that his name? That the whole, the trial is the tapes of Gabriel Fernandez. He still wanted his mom till the very end, and she did some, like, worse to him.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oh, it's so sad.
Awful. Yeah, so that is that, and then other than that, it's P. Diddley and the Diddler.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, also Courthouse Becky, she is officially retired or resigned, just in case anybody was curious about this idiot who's over here. I'm resigning and just smiling and smiling. Like, ma'am.
That's not the case,
ma'am.
To jeopardize. Like,
you that. Don't need a whole press conference to let us know that you're resigning. An email will suffice.
Goodness.
Yep.
Okay.
So there you go.
There we go. There we go. All right. Send us some good things that are happening in the news. I just wanted to recap. I love when we talk about something like a long time ago and then we can like seal it up because.
I know. Because today I was also thinking about those people in Mexico when they went to, you know, the group of. Shakayla or I can't remember her name.
Oh,
Robinson.
Yes.
I was like, I thought about that
Chantella?
Today. Shanquilla
Robinson. Yeah, like what happened
with all
that.
I thought about that today, and I was like, you know.
Nobody ever got arrested. Or.
And what's the latest with the Soto people from San Antonio? You know, the one that was the
daddy
pregnant
and the,
girl. The pregnant girl and the boyfriend were shot in the car. I guess we got to wait to trial.
I did watch a little bit of his, I don't know what you call it, but you go to court and. He had to answer a bunch of questions from the judge about, like, how much money they have in the bank, how much their house is worth, and I don't know, it was random, but it was, like, an hour long. And he was basically trying to get sympathy. He was trying to get bail. Him and his wife were trying to get bail because his diabetes is so bad, and he's passed out in prison multiple times and had seizures, and he was saying that they're not taking care of my medical needs like I need to. I need them to, and I could die,
so give me
bail.
Give me bail. Nope, just maybe they have medicine.
Yep, bond me out, bail me
they
out.
They give you medicine. Mm. And the stepdad of the Savannah Soto, these are both Sotos.
Uh-huh.
That was the little girl, right?
Uh-huh.
Jennifer Soto was the mom. The girl that was
Yes. Uh-huh.
I guess so far, just the stepdad has been arrested and is in jail. He has some kind of hearing or something coming up in May.
Yeah. I think maybe they're saving to build a case against her like they did.
I mean, but is she not going to go anywhere?
Like,
I guess
run?
She's not. Yeah. I mean, I guess not.
I don't know.
I know.
She probably is stupid and thinks she got away with it.
Yeah, she probably is. I do think that we're finally going to have the suitcase murder Sarah Boone. supposedly going to happen in May.
She needs to represent the entity of Sarah Boone.
I
and
think
be a
she does. Because she is like the worst. And somebody else is on their that's another case. That's another thing. This one lady's on her 13th lawyer. Anyway, I think Sarah Boone's on number 9 and hopefully I need the, I remember when we recorded that episode and I was like, it's happening next month. And it's been 2 years and I'm pissed.
Oh, goodness. Okay, there's your quickie. And we will see y'all Thursday for a full episode. Where are we going, ma'am?
We are going to, I always forget. I know where we're going, but where? Oh, is it California? How are we?
Cali again?
Oh, we're going to Maryland.
Maryland. Mm-hmm. Okay. Never been there.
Well, buckle up.
We'll see y'all Thursday. Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Bye, you guys.
Goodbye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.